Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "The inevitable. What is the inevitable? And what will make you know what the inevitable is?" Welcome to Before the Trumpet. I am Shu'aib and I'm pleased to take you on a journey through the texts of the Quran and Sunnah, tracing the signs that lead to the final hour and events of the inevitable. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه واقتدى بسنته إلى يوم الدين وبعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome back to our series on the signs before the end of time, the علامات الساعة. So we've mentioned the description that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in the Holy Quran regarding the events, the wondrous events that are going to take place on the day of Qiyamah. In Kitab al-Tawahum wal-Ahwal, Imam al-Harith al-Muhasibi rahimahullah described the terrors which will happen on that day. So he mentioned, when the number of dead is complete, and the heavens and the earth have become empty, devoid of inhabitants, and they become still after they have been in motion, there will be nothing to be heard, and there will be no one to be seen. Then the Compeller, the Most High, will remain as he has always been, eternal, one, unique in his might and majesty. Then your soul will be startled by the cry of the caller, calling all of creation as well as you to stand before Allah with utter humility and submission. Imagine how this call will sound to you, what effect it'll have on you when you realize that you are being called to stand before the Sovereign, the Most High. So your heart will sink and your hair will turn gray in response to this call, because it will be one call to appear before the owner of majesty and honor, of might and pride. While you will be filled with terror at the voice, you will hear the earth opening up above your head, so you will leap up, covered with dust from head to toe, standing on your feet in the gloom of your grave, staring in the direction of this call. All created beings will have gotten up when you did, covered with the dust of the earth in which they have been disintegrating for so long. Imagine when they all start moving about in terror, all of them equally filled with fear. Imagine yourself naked and humiliated, alone with your fear, grief, and distress in the crowd of created beings, all of them naked, barefoot, and silent. You can hear nothing but the sound of their footsteps and the voice of the caller. Everyone will be turning towards him, and you will be one of them, turning towards his voice, running with fear and humility until you reach the place of gathering, crowded with all the nations of jinn and humans, naked and barefoot. All sovereignty will have been taken away from the kings of the earth, and they will be humbled and brought low. They will be the most humiliated of all those present, and the lowest in status, after they had been so proud and arrogant towards the slaves of Allah on earth. Then the animals will be brought forth from the fields and mountaintops, hanging their heads in humiliation on the day of Qiyamah, individually after being powerful and vicious and proud. They'll be humbled on the day of Qiyamah without having done anything wrong or committed any sin. Imagine how humiliated they will be on this great day, the day of Qiyamah. After being so powerful and savage, the wild animals will come hanging their heads in humility on the day of Qiyamah, until they stand humbly behind mankind, submitting themselves to the Sovereign, the Compeller. And the shayateen, the devils, will come after being so stubborn and rebellious, fearing the judgment of Allah. Glory be to the one who will gather them all after such a long trial, with all their different types and natures, despite their mutually unsociable characters. The resurrection will humble them all and bring them all together. Then, when the number of inhabitants of the earth will be completed, human, jinn, devils, wild animals, cattle, and other beasts, and they will all be gathered together in the place of reckoning. The stars will fall from above them, and the sun and moon will be extinguished, and the earth will become dark because its light will be snuffed out, while you and all other creatures will be in that state. The first heaven, despite its great size, will start to rotate above your heads, and you will see the horror of that with your own eyes. Then it will split, even though its thickness is as the distance of a 500-year journey, and how terrible its cracking will sound in your ears. Then it will be torn apart with the greatest horror that will come on the day of Qiyamah, with the angels standing on its sides, the edges of the split. Imagine how terrible it will be when the heaven is rent asunder, despite its immense size. Then its Lord will cause it to melt like molten silver mixed with yellow because of the terror of that day. As Allah says, فَإِذَا انشَقَّتِ السَّمَاءُ فَكَانَتْ وَرَدَةً كَالدِّهَانِ. Then, when the heaven is rent asunder and it becomes rosy or red like red oil or red high, يَوْمَ تَكُونُ السَّمَاءُ كَالْمُهْلِ وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالُ كَالْعِهْنِ. The day that the sky will be like the boiling filth of oil and the mountains will be like flakes of wool. When the angels of the first heaven are standing on its edges, they will come down and be gathered on the earth for the reckoning, and they will come down from the edges with their immense bodies and their great status and their voices raised in the glorification of the Sovereign, the Most High, Allah, who sent them down to be gathered on the earth in humiliation, to be questioned before Him. Imagine them descending from the clouds with their huge size and terrifying voices. Imagine your terror and the terror that all creatures will feel, lest these angels are instructed to seize them. Imagine when people will ask them, "Is our Lord amongst you?" The angels will be terrified at this question, glorifying their Sovereign and declaring Him to be far above being among them. They will call out in loud voices, declaring Him to be far above what the people of this earth imagine. Glory be to our Lord. He is not amongst us, but He is coming. Then they will take their positions surrounding the other created beings, with their heads lowered in humility. Imagine them covering themselves with their wings and lowering their heads in humility, despite their immense size, submitting themselves before their Lord. This is how it will be in each of the seven heavens, with the inhabitants of each heaven, with their huge numbers and immense size, surrounding the created beings in ranks. Then, when all the inhabitants of the seven heavens and the earths have come, the sun's heat will be multiplied by a factor of 10 years, and it will be brought near until it is only the distance of a bow or two bows from their heads, and there will be no shade for anyone apart from the shade of the throne of the Lord of the worlds. There will be some who will be shaded by the shade of the throne, and others who will be exposed to the heat of the sun. They will be melted and will suffer extreme distress because of its heat. Then the nations will be crowded together, pushing and shoving one another, with their throats parched with thirst, and the heat of the sun combined with the body heat and hot breath of their fellow creatures. Sweat will come pouring out of them until it covers the face of the earth and their own bodies, according to their status before Allah, whether they are blessed, destined for paradise, or doomed, destined for hell. For some of them, it will reach their heels, for others, their ankles, or others, their earlobes. Some will be almost covered in their sweat, and some will be covered to a lesser extent. It is narrated, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, on the day of resurrection, a man, and on one occasion he said, a disbeliever will be standing in an ocean of his own sweat, halfway up his ears, because he has been standing for so long. It is narrated from Abdullah, who attributed it to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that sweat will reach the mouth of the disbeliever like rains on the day of resurrection, because that day will be so long. Ali said, because of the length of their standing, until the disbeliever will say, O Lord, grant me respite, even if it is in the fire. You know that you will be amongst them. Imagine yourself filled with distress, with sweat coming up to your head and the terror that you will feel. Imagine your chest being constricted with the sweat and fear and terror, and the people around you waiting for judgment to be passed in order to know whether their abode will be in paradise or in hell, until you and the created beings around you reach the utmost level of exhaustion and can no longer speak or pay any attention to their own affairs. It is narrated that Qatada, or perhaps Ka'b, said, on the day when people will rise to meet the Lord of the worlds, they will stand for 300 years. I heard Al-Hasan say, what do you think of people who will stand on their feet, waiting to meet Allah for 50,000 years, during which they will not eat or drink anything? Then, when their throats are parched with thirst and their stomachs are burning with hunger, they will be taken to the fire, where they will be given to drink from a boiling spring whose heat would reach an extreme degree. And when their exhaustion would reach the point that they could bear it no longer, they will speak to one another, looking for one who is close to his Lord, so that he can intercede for them and ask that they be given a respite from standing and waiting to see whether they will be taken to paradise or to hell. They will turn to Adam and Nuh, then to Ibrahim, then Musa and Isa, but all of them will say to them, my Lord is angry today. He has never been so angry before, and will not be so angry again. All of them will refer to how angry their Lord is and will be concerned only with their own selves. Each of them will say, Nafsi, Nafsi, myself, myself. They will all be too concerned with their own selves to intercede with their Lord for them. This is what Allah said, يَوْمَ تَأْتِي كُلَّ نَفْسٍ تُجَادِلُ عَنْ نَفْسِهَا. Remember the day when every person will come up pleading for himself. Imagine the voices of mankind as they are calling out, each one of them caring only for himself, crying out, Nafsi, Nafsi, myself, myself. All you will hear are the words, myself, myself. How terrifying it will be. And you will be one of them, caring only for yourself, and that you might be saved from the wrath and the punishment of your Lord. What do you think of a day when they will call upon Adam and Allah's friend Ibrahim and Musa, to whom he spoke directly, and Isa, who was a spirit and a word from him? Even though their status before Allah is so noble and great, each one of them will cry out, myself, myself, out of fear of the intense anger of their Lord. Where will you be with your fear and your grief and your concern solely for yourself on that day, when everyone would be despaired of any intercession on their behalf? Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will come. They will ask him to intercede with their Lord, and he will respond to their request. He will then stand before his Lord and seek permission, and permission will be granted to him. Then he will fall down prostrate before his Lord and will praise him as he deserves to be praised. You and all other creatures will hear that. Then his Lord will grant his request and will hasten on the judgment and examination of their affairs. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to prepare us for that day. Stay tuned for more in the upcoming episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.